Today is our day to put the focus on Ithaca School District, and we have in the studio, we have Paul Coonan, who is the superintendent of schools. We also have the brand new principal, Dwayne Daly. We'll introduce you to him in just a little bit. Paul, exciting things going on here as we get ready for the school year.
Oh, I can't tell you how exciting it is, Phil. I really appreciate being able to come and talk to you, and I am extremely excited about how the school is starting to shape together. We feel like we've kind of been behind the eight ball this summer with not a lot of time, but to say we've been truly blessed to have some of the people that we've hired come to us is just absolutely been astounding. And one of them is sitting right across from me right now, Mr. Dwayne Daly, our new principal. We're just so incredibly excited that he's here.
Yeah, that's one of those releases when you get everybody on the dotted line and get ready for the school year, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's been a struggle. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's been tough going, but we have hit a couple out of the park that are just truly amazing.
Right, and otherwise, things are going well. Football practice is underway, and
everything is going. Sometimes I would love to be able to walk out to football practice, but we've just been really busy trying to get things going, get the schedule set, for the school year. That's been set, but, I mean, for the new teachers, our returning staff, we've got some new exciting things going on, our new virtual school, and it's taking time and it's taking effort, and we're spending a lot of time and effort getting those things done.
And wraparound care, you're going to take care of that again this year?
Yes, we're doing the wraparound care, and for those of you that don't know what that is, wraparound care is like when you have a 4K student and they go to school in the afternoon, but you maybe work all day. We have a service where you can drop them off in the morning, or they can come to school in the morning, and they're under supervision. They're at school. We've got people assigned to that room, and then they go into school in the afternoon and then go on home on the bus as normal. Vice versa, maybe they're in school in the morning. Where do you go with them in the afternoon? Well, we have that wraparound service at no cost. And actually, it's a community-based program. So if you have a child that's that age level, and let's say a neighboring school doesn't have a school that day, you can bring them to Ithaca, and at no charge, we will take care of them.
That's a rarity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is one of those. But that's just one of the things that a place like Ithaca offers. They offer those kind of personalized services to our family, our Ithaca family. Because when you're part of our school, you're part of our family.
We had virtual school during the COVID year. And I know that's always been kind of around, but you're kind of going full force this year.
Yeah, we partnered with the Wisconsin Virtual School, which is out of CESA 9 up in Tomahawk. They have been phenomenal. And we're partnering with them. We're offering virtual classes to our students, maybe on a blended type of program where they're partially in here for the day, or maybe they've got a school-to-work program, and they can't make it back to class for that eighth-hour English class, whatever. They can take it on their virtual line. We also have a virtual coach that we're in the process right now of hiring. We were hoping that he comes our way. I think it's going to work out, but an outstanding human being to run our virtual school within our school, within our building, so that they have a coach on hand all the time. 24-hour tutoring, just a variety of different things. But one of the things that it really will appeal to, or one of the the families that are currently homeschooling their students or home educating their students, we can offer free of charge to them a computer plus the curriculum that they can utilize that at home. They become a student of our school, so that means that they're eligible to graduate with their peers. They can play in sports. They can be in clubs. They can come and take some of those encore classes and still have the ability to do their studies at home. And this is a big one. When they graduate, they're eligible for some of those great scholarships that Ithaca is known for.
So they could come play in the band, you know?
Absolutely.
If they needed that course.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. So it offers a little bit for everybody. And we've even got some elementary folks that are homeschooling their students right now are really excited about the fact that their kids then can also be tested through, like, the iFord or other exams that students can be tested in throughout their years in school. And so they have those assessments to make decisions.
We'll talk more about that coming up. But you brought in a guest today, which you'd like to introduce to us.
Yes, I would like everybody to get to know our new principal. Very excited about having Mr. Daly on our team. And I'm going to turn it over to him and let him talk a little bit about himself.
Well, good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Good to have you in.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be back in this part of the state. I've had the opportunity to be a part of great school districts throughout the state in my 20-year teaching career, and coached football and wrestling for 26 years in different parts of the state. And growing up in the Iowa Grant School District and living in Livingston, I'm kind of back where I come full circle back to the southwest part of the state. So excited to be back.
You told me a little bit ago that you actually knew Richland Center pretty well as a kid growing up, didn't you?
Yeah, I spent a lot of summers in high school up here. I was a part of Wisconsin High School Rodeo team, and our state finals rodeo was always at Richland Center every summer. So from 94 through 97, it was state finals.
What event did you do?
Yeah, so I did several events. So I was in team roping, calf roping, and cow cutting were my three main events. So
awesome. Yeah. So try to bring rodeo to Ithaca then, too, maybe, right?
Maybe.
We do have the Weehaw, right?
Yes.
There's an equestrian club I heard in Ithaca, so that's great.
So let's talk a little bit about, because you've had experience in larger school districts. Yep. What about the advantages of a school district the size of Ithaca?
Sure. For me, my focus coming in is going to be connection, belonging, identity, and productivity in that order. I feel like you need to have that connection and belonging piece for students to be successful. Small schools offer those opportunities that maybe don't come along in a larger school, where you just don't have the FaceTime with students and don't get to see them and don't have enough paths crossing throughout your day to make those connections. So that's what I'm excited about for Ithaca.
Yeah, and actually being aware of the students, you know, students maybe not falling through the cracks, so to speak, and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I feel like when you get to know students and they get to know you as a staff member, they start to form their identity. When staff members focus on giving them opportunities where they can actually find their interests and hobbies and opportunities that match their skill sets, they start to develop their identity and get to really know who they are and then have a better idea where they want to go with their future.
Lots of times in a small school, you have a chance to be a part of clubs, and you know, there aren't cuts and those kind of things for some sporting events too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like when kids are involved in one thing, they tend to be involved in more, just because they see the benefit socially. They're getting a lot of their social emotional needs met by being involved with other students. And what's cool about a small district is when you see different students in different contexts, you get to know them at a whole new level than you might otherwise, where if you only see them in one sport or you only get to see them in one activity, when there's crossover of activities and athletics and you see people in different environments, you get to know them in a different kind of way.
Paul, you wanted to add?
Well, I think one of the big things that I've always enjoyed about Ithaca, you know, for when I came in as a principal in 2014, and even when I was gone, it never changed, is that the community is the Ithaca school, and the school is the community, and they're so intertwined, and there's so much support there from these people. It's just a really neat place, and those kids that are in that school right now, they get that personalized service. We care. We want to get to know them. The numbers aren't so great that they become a number. They're individuals, and what parent doesn't want that for their kids? They want their kids to be individuals. They want them to be known for who they are, not just, oh, that's a fifth grader. No, that's Joe, or that's Josie, or whoever it is. They want that to be known, and that's one of the great things, and why I'm back is because I like those relationships and building those relationships with the staff as well as the kids.
Mm-hmm. And you're looking to develop those relationships with staff and students and the community alike, I'm sure, Dwayne.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have a lot of new faces to meet and names to memorize, but I'm looking forward to it because that's going to be a collaborative culture. It's going to be something that we are all focused on as what is best for students. So, and everything we do in and out of the classroom, it's going to be for the benefit of the students at Ithaca.
Are you good at remembering names and faces and that kind of thing?
Got to start making flashcards.
I'm sure you are. Certainly, as far as opportunities for students, so Ithaca, well known for, you know, not only its sports, but, you know, music and forensics and all kinds of things. I'm sure you're being made aware of that if you weren't before.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as mentioned before, like with the crossover of students being involved in different things, that's something we're going to focus on. Is there might be crossover of what currently is available, but what is some interests of maybe that something we don't have offered? So we're always going to be focused on innovation and always investigating new and further opportunities for students.
Yeah, sometimes I think the belief is that it's a smaller school, there's less opportunities for different types of learning.
Right? Yeah, I think the misconception is that small districts are limited, but it doesn't have to be. Not in today's culture, not in today's society with the technology the way it is. That was a motivator for us to bring on Wisconsin Virtual School is being a small school, we can still offer world-class education in terms of opportunities that are available outside our brick and mortar walls. Course offerings that maybe we wouldn't have specialized staff for, we'll have the ability to do that for students.
Paul, is there talk to possibly combine with other districts, like maybe a staff member for a program that you don't have, or is that been
and I've mentioned this before, Molly Kasten up at Weston has been very, very helpful. I really appreciate having her to bounce ideas off, and she's kind of helped me learn a couple of things because I am new at this position. And we've talked about that, you know. Right now, both districts kind of have gone the route of, hey, listen, we need to figure out what we need individually. And that kind of, they got a head start on that earlier in the summer. And now we're having a little bit later start on that because we just came on board. But Molly and I have also talked about that down the road, that there may be like, hey, listen, we've got a halftime position and they've got a halftime position. Maybe we can make that a full-time position so you can retain those people longer than just until they get a full-time position.
And Weston joins for football this fall, too, right?
Yes, they do. This is, I believe, the first year, and there's a scrimmage tomorrow. And so I'm kind of excited to hear how they do and talk to the coaches and see how things are going.
Yeah, I guess, are you one that would vote for school to start earlier? Because it always seems to me that you get the extracurriculars going.
Yes, you know, I'm one of those people.
School has started, right?
Yes, it started. You know, you get about the 20th something of August and school is underway. I am one of those people. Unfortunately, we can't do that.
Right, I know. Yeah, but the students probably aren't chomping at the bit so much.
I remember August 26th always being a big day on the calendar years ago for starting school, right around that 25th, 26th day.
So otherwise, this year it is what day?
September 1st.
September 1st.
Yep.
So we'll get it going.
I believe it's a Tuesday.
Let's talk a little bit more about alternative learning opportunities, Duane.
Sure.
Are there some opportunities coming up this year for Ithaca that maybe you didn't have in the past?
Yeah, so the big one is the virtual school option. And then we're going to be figuring out ways to flex staff possibly in situations to where students are going to be having higher level opportunities. And so we're looking into all avenues to make sure that students' needs are getting met and opportunities are getting offered to students.
Yeah, one of the terms you used was build pathways. I like that.
Yep. And I think our job isn't really to make every student fit the system. It's our job is to make the system responsive enough to serve the student. So we're going to focus on that.
That's one of the things that is really neat that Duane brings to the plate here is he's got a lot of knowledge for some other really good school districts, and he's been able to kind of bring some ideas in that we didn't think about, and that's been very refreshing.
Right. And you mentioned you've been a head coach. That's probably not something in the future, but that's in your blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to help out sometime along the way?
I'll always be a consultant role whenever given the opportunity. I've been fortunate enough to be in some really successful programs around the state in both wrestling and football, and so I'm willing to impart any kind of knowledge that was passed along to me and pay it forward if I had the opportunity. But I know I'm going to have my hands full with the principalship and curriculum, so I'll be focused on that first.
Your dance card is full, it sounds like, so far. Yeah. So, you know, it's only been a brief time that you've been at Ithaca, but what are some things that strike you, Duane, that you've seen early on here?
Sure. You know, I think initially for me, I just felt the genuine sincerity from people. People being down to earth and grounded, it was very appealing to me. I felt kind of at home from that standpoint and fitting in with the people here. A lot of districts sometimes tout their facilities or tout certain offerings they might have to offer, but when it comes down to it, the successful schools are about the people in the building and in the community. And so very impressed with the people I've had the opportunity to meet and the people I've been working with thus far.
Indeed. And both of you guys, I think, you know, you want to be available to the public too, Paul. You want to be there if somebody has a question.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of chomping at the bit a little bit for get some of those athletic events on so I can go and see the kids. You know, I've been working with the business end of things and hiring and working with Dwayne a lot here, but I'm really excited about getting into the school year, seeing the kids, seeing them at the sporting events and, you know, going in the evening and seeing a volleyball game or a football game, or in the winter, the different sporting events in the spring again. I enjoy that, and it's neat because being part of the community was always important to me, and I've told that story time and time again of eight districts that I was involved in my 35 years in education. Ithaca was the only place that really made me feel welcome and a part of the community, and it's even stronger now than it was, you know, 8 years ago. It's a neat place. It's a special place. And, you know, just recently, you know, I went up to Oakwood for an event that they had to help a person in our community. And it was amazing, the outpouring of people. And I say amazing because it was so impressive. But I expected that, because I've seen that before, you know, down at school, went for an event down there to help a local person with some medical needs and stuff like that. And it's elbow to elbow, and the outpouring of people and the outpouring of love and support is amazing. And it's really neat. It's a genuinely a special place. And I don't know if people, unless they experience it, they just don't understand it. But Ithaca is definitely a neat, special place where you can be part of a community and not born and raised here. And I wasn't, but I definitely feel part of this community, and it feels great to have that.
They drug you out of retirement.
They did. They did. And you know, Steve Lewis has been very instrumental in that. Steve and I have retained a friendship through all the years, from the first day I was at Ithaca, you know, 12 years ago to this current day. And he's been very instrumental in kind of keeping me on board, so to speak. We've talked through the years and had dinner, his wife and my wife and I. And I've always enjoyed his company, and having Steve as a school board president has been really great, because I have somebody that I trust that I can talk freely with and talk things through. And, you know, he texts me and I text him, and just the communication is there. And he feels very comfortable telling things to me, and I feel comfortable saying things to him, and we can speak freely. And then ultimately coming up with some great answers to some issues that we're having to deal with.
Yeah. And that's what it's going to take, that cooperation, right?
Absolutely. Positively. And I'm really starting to feel like Dwayne and I still have that chemistry as well, too, and I think that we make a great team. We're different, though. He has a story about that.
How are you different, Dwayne?
So, growing up where I did, my family used to do a lot of hunting with dogs, and we go coon hunting, and my dad always had different types of dogs. He had dogs that would bark on trail, and then he had dogs that were silent trackers. And I would like to say and describe Paul and I similar as I'm the silent tracker, and Paul is the one barking on trail. So we work pretty well together, and we're definitely in the hunt. And
yeah.
The same goal.
Same goal. We're hunting the same thing. What is best for students.
So. Right. We got to go to break. I feel like I should have an outro of Who Let the Dogs Out, right?
There you go.
Perfect. We'll be back with more in a moment on today's morning show as we spotlight Ithaca Schools. On the morning show today, we're talking about Ithaca Schools. Paul Coonan and Dwayne Daly are in, and we're talking about Ithaca Schools moving forward here into the 26-27 school year. Dwayne, let's talk about student identity next, and what that kind of means to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when students are in a school environment, you know, they might have some answers about who they are coming in, but really that's an answer or question they're constantly asking is, who am I? Where do I fit? What can I contribute? And so it's our job to provide those environments where they can decide to be an athlete, an artist, a leader, a problem solver, entrepreneur, tradesperson, scientist, caregiver, community leader, innovator, or just whatever they might find a niche in to match their skill sets or their strengths. And sometimes they have a strength they don't even know about. And so, you know, a student's future begins with an adult seeing something in them that they haven't even seen in themselves yet. And I think we just have to pull that out of students sometimes.
Yeah, and I think it's very important because you never know on your staff who's going to connect with a student. I mean, it could be a custodian. It could Absolutely. Be a cook or whatever, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of research on it. Hattie's research, John Hattie's done a lot of research. And the number one indicator of student success is teacher efficacy, everybody being on the same page that they can contribute, make a difference for students. Number two is student relationships, having an adult that they can connect with and make a connection with is another strong indicator for student success. So,
what about test scores and how do you get those where you want them to be?
Yeah, I think it has to start with the foundation of that relationship piece. Students are not going to know how much content area knowledge you have. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so you could have a doctorate in any kind of content area, but that information can only fully come to fruition if it has that fertile ground of a relationship with a student.
Yeah. Paul, anything you want to add as you listen?
Well, I just, you know, I can't help but echo the idea of positive relationships. I think that's so important. I remember, you know, so often when in years of school for me, whether it was high school, even college and stuff, I remember I met a custodian in college and I would see him just out of this class. He was always there and we got talking and stuff like that. And that meant something to me. And in colleges, when there's a lot of kids and you feel like a number, being able to see that one person, and his name was Dave, and I would see Dave, and hey, Dave, you know, and say hi to Dave and talk to him after my power class down at the one hall. I don't remember where it was at Stout, but that was really important. And we have people that are willing to make relationships with kids all across the board, every avenue. And I was talking to Laura in the office yesterday, and she pointed out a kid and said, he needs to come back here. We really loved him. We want him back. And so I was put on special assignment. And I've been very busy calling families and leaving the door open and saying, hey, listen, you know, you may have open enrolled your student out, or maybe you had open enrolled in or going back to that district. I just want to leave the door open. I want to leave the door open and invite people to say, hey, if there's something better we can do, let me know, because we want to be better. But I think that you never go wrong with building relationships with kids.
Yeah, and I think it's good that you're not shying away. You're going, you know, you can only get better if you get a little input sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, I've always said, for starters, I can't make stuff and I can't lie, because my dad would have my hide and I wouldn't be able to sleep. And this is no different in transparency. And, you know, I make mistakes and I've already had to apologize for some of those mistakes. And I'm not against that, because how else do you learn and how else do you grow and how else can you build trust with people than, you know, to be completely honest with them? And, you know, and that's how you build relationships. And I really enjoy the relationship piece of what I'm doing right now. And that's why, part of why I'm really excited about the school year, is building some of those relationships with those kids. And we have a couple of young men right now at our school that are helping out with the cleaning and maintenance that's going on. And they've been very pleasant. And if they're a representation of what's going on at Ithaca, I'm pretty excited to meet the rest of them.
Yeah, education, Duane, has changed since the time you've been in education, too. And there's a lot more school-to-work opportunities than there used to be. And we're seeing that a lot at Ithaca, I think, too, aren't we?
Yeah, I think what you want is, you know, try to determine what success looks like for students. And you want to teach them how to be skillful participants, skillful contributors, and skillful providers eventually, because those are the three roles that they're going to have when they're in the real world, when they're done with school. In any capacity, they're going to be one of those three things. And so we want to make sure that we're teaching students how to be confident leaders, responsible citizens, problem solvers, collaborators, communicators, leaders, teach some resilience skills, and just teach them how to be contributing members of their communities. We want students to leave Ithaca not only knowing more, but knowing themselves better.
I think you bring up a good point, too. When you're out in the public, maybe you don't have as good a resume as the other person, but communication skills, if you look somebody in the eye, that goes a long way sometimes.
Yeah, those intangible pieces. I think whether it's in a school environment or a workplace environment, those intangible pieces help make bosses happy, right? You're a good contributing member. You treat people well. You're reliable and productive wherever you are.
A question for the superintendent here. What are you hearing from families about what they want from their school, Paul?
Well, you know, I think one of the big things is they want their kids to be known. they do want strong academics. And as I call people, they want to make sure that there is definitely a strong sense of safety and belonging. One of the first meetings I had when I started a month ago was with our Sheriff Porter and Lieutenant Mike Siz from the County Sheriff's Department to, you know, extend a hand that I want to work with them, and we need them to help us be safe. We have a strong sense of, I don't want to say discipline, but also in the school, Dwayne and I have been talking about, you know, being transparent with kids so they know expectations, I think is probably a better term. And when kids know that, those expectations, they can rise to the occasion. I've seen it before, and we'll see it again. That helps with our safety. That helps with the way that things go through calmly within the school day, and kids can enjoy it because they don't want things to be crazy. They want them to be controlled, and they want to be working with people as well and enjoying their day, because we want kids to enjoy the day. We want our staff to enjoy the day. And all I ask is that, you know, we're going to meet every kid every day with a smile on our face and a spring in our step. And our motto this year is we build it. They will come.
We want to provide structure and support. I think it's important to have both. Sometimes you can provide students too much structure and not enough support, and they begin to start doing things because they feel like they have to and not because they want to. When you add that supportive piece and meet their social emotional needs, give them the resources that they need to be successful, now all of a sudden they're doing things because they want to, not because they have to.
Let me ask you about discipline here now. Heaven forbid, but is that mostly fall into your shoes
it's,
there?
Well, it's we're going to team it up this year just because initially we're both new in our roles, but we're going to have a very common language. It's going to be used across the board throughout the building at all of our school levels. We're going to have a behavior flow chart that's going to use the common language, where the people in the office, the people in the classroom, and the people on the grounds are all going to have the same concept of what that behavior expectations should be.
Mm-hmm. What about Paul, your collaboration with Dwayne, and how does that work?
Well, it's been kind of one of those things where I throw an idea at him and he runs with it.
Okay.
When I was a principal, one of the biggest things that I did was I created a rubric for, you know, behaviors and consequences, so it was transparent. And when I was in situations where it previously had not been transparent to kids were pretty quick to say, well, you did that because I this, or you did that because of they all wanted to look at what was going on, or kind of throwing the blame off themselves. And by doing this, you can come to that common language where it's like, hey, is this what happened? Yes, we agree that this is what happened. Here's what it says. And this isn't, I'm doing this for everybody. And because it's written down and it's communicated, it's much easier for everybody to handle. And it really does reflect in the students throughout the day of how they respond to things. And it's much easier to work with kids. And they understand that, you know, we got a job to do and we got to keep a little law and order, so to speak. But that means that why can't we do that with some transparency so they understand?
Sure. Dwayne, anything you wanted to add?
Sure. I think it's a collaborative thing, right? It has to be a collaborative effort between admin and teachers. We want to model what we are going to do with staff, just like we would want them to do with students. So as administrators, we're going to be listening to people. We're going to be open to input. We are going to be open to suggestion. We're going to be open to innovation. Those are all things that we want teachers then to return and pay forward with the students, and have those same offerings and expectations for students.
Yeah, and I think that's key. One of the things I was going to mention too is, you know, we've talked a lot about the relationship between you guys and the students, but it's also important with the staff too, Dwayne.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes everybody is so focused on the standardized requirements and meeting certain assessment marks and everything as teachers and getting through certain curriculum benchmarks that they forget that we're in the care of students and we're in the care of people. And we're also in the care of each other as colleagues. And so I think it's important for people to relate to one another. You know, some person might not be able to understand what it's like to be that other person, and that other person might not be able to understand what it's like to be the other person. But when they try to have some empathy and practice active listening with one another, then they can get some common ground and then have some common results.
Well said. I see why I hired this guy, by the way.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? It was a no-brainer.
Well, let's talk about the future of the Ithaca District. Dwayne, what do you think the big picture looks like and maybe excites you the most about the future? Yeah.
As I said before, one of the first impressions I had was the people at Ithaca. And I just sense that the ground is ready for growth, right? The ground has been worked and it's fertile and ready for growth. And so what I'm excited about is kind of like five pillars or focus that I want to have kind of uphold the work that I do with people. I want it to be focused on relationships, belonging, identity, opportunity, and innovation. And I feel like if we can focus on those things, that the soil's ready for all kinds of growth.
Paul?
Yeah, I can't echo that enough. I'm just really excited for the year. I'm excited to get going, and I can't thank Dwayne enough for all the things that he's bringing to the table here. I mean, he's got things down. I mean, very well organized and prepared for his future.
Indeed. Speaking of which, school year starts September 1st. Ithaca Fair, right around that corner.
Right
there.
Around the corner. I believe it's the 18th and 19th of September. We've got the block party on Friday the 18th and the homecoming game and all the festivities and the fair on Saturday the 19th. And I'm kind of looking forward to that because the last time I saw it, I was a passerby going down the street before they shut the street off. And I'm excited to be there again for the festivities. I normally am gone at that time of the year out to North Dakota, but I'm going to be back in time this year to be here for that. So I'm pretty excited about that. And they're very busy. All the people involved are very dedicated to having the fair go off without a hitch, and all the activities are getting, you know, prepared. And I even got a whole bunch of really neat decorations because this year the block party is like Surf's Up, or, you know, kind of that Hawaiian theme. Oh. So we got a whole bunch of decorations for that. So I'm pretty excited for this year.
Look for Mr. Coonan to be rocking the Hawaiian shirt. Maybe,
you know, so. I need to get one. I need to get one. I don't have one.
Well, Dwayne, that'll be the day when you really officially are a member, because you know, people from the community will meet you, and, you know, hundreds come back for the fair. Then.
Absolutely. Be trading the dress shoes or boots in for sandals that particular day.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I know before we went on the air, you talked about a motto moving forward. Mm-hmm. Could you give that to us as
sure.
we close?
It's just something I come up with. I just feel like I wanted to have something, a motto that would be encouraging to everybody. And since our mascot's the Bulldogs, I come up with something called a Bulldog's Best. And it's simply do the best you can with the best that you have, because the best is yet to come. And I think that applies to students, staff, community members. We all have different situations, different things going on in our life, but we can just try to remember to do the best we can with the best we have, and it gives us a positive outlook on what's moving forward. So,
it's a pleasure to meet you, Dwayne.
Yep. Thank you.
We'll be talking again. Paul, we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Hey, and don't forget, it is a great day to be a Bulldog.
That's how we close the Ithaca portion of the morning show here today on WRCO Radio. New Principal Dwayne Daly and Superintendent Paul Coonan joining us.